about 8:20 a.m. on day 24, Wednesday, the 19th of August. I'm about halfway between Halls Creek and Fitzroy Crossing, which is my target for the day. Halls Creek's where I stayed last night. Even though it's only 8:20, it's already pretty warm. I would guess close to 30 degrees centigrade. I'm trying to make sure I maintain a steady pace and don't slacken off, so I'm not stuck out here most of the day in this very hot weather. Temperatures forecast to be 37 in Fitzroy Crossing today. So it's going to be at least that out here in the scrub. I got into Halls Creek last night about 3:15, which was good. Despite the fact it was a relatively short day in terms of kilometres, I think the hills and the heat made it very tiring, and in particular my right knee was very sore when I finished. It felt like a longer day than 254 kilometres. The motel was quite pricey, but also quite a nice motel, and convenient right on the main road through town. So I checked in and went and had a shower. When I went into the bathroom to get ready for my shower, I had a look at my face, and all of my right cheek was black. The whole face was sort of smudged black on one side. I don't know where that came from, but I must have looked like a real derelict to the guy when I was checking in. I thought he was looking a little bit askance at me. I mean, I look pretty grubby anyway. I'm wearing everything more than one day before I change to save myself washing, and particularly on the hot grubby days, my fluoro yellow cycling top has become very grubby. Got large grimy patches where the shoulder harness from my backpack sits, and then all the dust and the dirt that you pick up anyway on the road. So I don't look particularly appealing, I'm sure, when I come in. Not to mention the sort of Frisian cow effect of suntanned and unsuntanned spots, even on my forehead, where the sun comes through on in the holes in my helmet to tan some parts and not others. Anyway, had a shower and then walked up the road a couple of hundred metres to where there was a couple of small supermarkets, almost general stores rather than supermarkets, and a takeout convenience store where I planned to get dinner. There really wasn't much on offer, and I ended up just getting some chicken and chips. 3 pieces of chicken and some chips. Then I wandered back to one of the small supermarkets and bought food and drink for last night and today, and a litre of ice cream to go with my healthy first course. And then I wandered back to the motel carrying my load. It's predominantly an Aboriginal town, Halls Creek, and it does have a reputation for having had social problems in the past. I don't know how it's faring these days, but there were certainly quite a few young Aboriginals and a few slightly older ones just generally hanging around in the shade of trees and, on the opposite side of the road where the sports ground was. And then I saw what to me was a disappointing sight of about half a dozen young people heading off into the bush with a huge carton of beer on their shoulder, presumably heading off to have a drinking session somewhere. where they wouldn't be seen. And they'd pretty much just bought that beer straight from the pub, which was opposite the motel. So I don't know what the restrictions on alcohol sales and consumption are up this way. But anyway, it's a difficult problem. I just don't know what there is to do for a lot of the people who live in these towns. Perhaps the only thing to do is to go and have a drink. After dinner, I put up on my email drank lots, litres of fluid, so I really was quite dehydrated after yesterday. Very much enjoyed the whole of my litre of ice cream. That's a ritual I might try and get into in the next few days when the weather's going to be hot. And I got into bed soon after 6 p.m. Which was not quite as early as I'd hoped, but not too bad. And set the alarm for midnight or just after. Slept quite well despite a fairly noisy air conditioner in the room. Usual, had that terrible oh no feeling when the alarm went off at midnight, time to get up. Those first 10 minutes after that alarm's gone are the worst times of each day. I really don't want to leave the warmth of the bed, the coziness of the bed, and set out for what I know is going to be a long hot day and a tiring day. Anyway, I got up, got ready, had my customary cup of strong black coffee, some biscuits that I'd bought the previous day and I'm going to take with me today as a snack to start off with. And then I finished off half of a litre and a quarter bottle of soft drink that I had left over from the previous night. Quite mild when I got outside. I'd assumed it would be, having looked at the forecast, so I didn't bother putting a jacket. I just started in a t-shirt straight away at 1 a.m. It was a little bit cool, but not that cool that I stopped and put a jacket on. The road was deathly quiet in the first, 4.5 hours. I only saw two vehicles. One was the Greyhound bus heading from Broome to Darwin. Now every time I see that bus, I'll see it at a different point on the route each day. I've got a pretty idea of when they kind of come through from either direction. I'm sort of half wishing I was on the bus, sitting in comfort, having someone else doing the driving and looking out the window. With the prospect of not much riding in the next few days. Anyway, I guess I'll get over that. And I saw one road train and that was it, so it was a very quiet road. And no wind to speak of, I made good pace. No moon, lots of stars. The first break I had after 60k, or roughly 3 hours, a bit under three, was spent in the usual fashion of sitting on the road, munching on a sandwich that I'd brought with me, and looking up at the night sky, which is fantastic. Just so many stars. Didn't see, I'll look out for satellites and meteors. Didn't see either, but it's always a memorable moment, and no matter how tired I am, I do enjoy just sitting there, especially if there's no wind and no sound. It's just a blissful experience. After that first break, I kept riding. I'm predominantly going in an easterly direction today, and so the sun was gradually rising behind me. That was preceded by a sliver of a crescent moon and one very bright star, which I presume is one of the planets. And as often happens, when that first glimmer of light shows, but sort of long before the actual sun appears above the horizon, I suddenly started to feel very tired again. Found myself not quite awake on two occasions, and in the end stopped and had a drink and popped a caffeine tablet to keep me awake. I guess in a sense that's becoming a bit of a tradition at that hour. It seems that I just have to get through till the sun's actually above the horizon, and then the body clock kicks in and I don't feel so sleepy, but it's that bit just before the sun comes up that I do feel quite sleepy. Anyway, so I kept riding, had the second break after 120k, just past Mary Pool on the Mary River. I know there's a sort of campground picnic area there, but it's a little off the road. I didn't bother going in, it's quite pretty. I'm quite happy just finding a spot by the side of the road. Generally, I just lean the bike up against the kilometre sign on the side of the road that I've been aiming for. So, like in this case, it said 170 kilometres to go to Fitzroy Crossing. Just lean the bike up against that sign and get out my food and drink and my little blue tarpaulin and sit on that and just enjoy the rest and have a look at what's around. So that's the last break that I had. I'm trying to divide the day into segments that keeps me moving. I'm also rationing my fluids so that I've got about a litre per 40 kilometres or thereabouts. So the breaks I'm going to have today are 60k, 60k, 50k, 40, 40, 40. That should get me to Fitzroy Crossing. So I'm about 20 kilometres away from the third break, which will leave me 120 kilometres to go to Fitzroy Crossing. I'm expecting that after this break it will be hot for the balance of the morning, or the balance of the day. I looked on the weather map and there are supposed to be some light easterly winds today, which should give me a bit of assistance. So I'm hoping they kick in at some point. Countryside's savannah. Not quite so many taller trees, mainly sort of scrubby type trees, and the straw grass and the red termite mounds, red soil. In the far distance to the right, I can occasionally glimpse the mountains of the Kimberley. The road's been undulating a little bit, but the grades are quite gentle, so it's not too hard to maintain a steady pace. Not much wildlife, seen a few cattle, saw a big eagle at one point on the side of the road, but that's about it. Every so often there's a road off one way or another, just a dirt track going to either a one of the Aboriginal communities, or to one of the big cattle stations, but you can't actually see the settlements or the stations from the road. Okay, that's it for now.